NPR's business news starts with new limits on Wall Street pay. President Obama has unveiled a new set of rules aimed at reining in the pay of executives at companies that receive government bailout money. The move comes after public outrage over the multi-billion dollar bonuses that Wall Street executives continue to receive even after their failing firms took taxpayer money. The new rules include a salary cap of $500,000. That's a fraction of what Wall Street executives are used to getting. In addition, stock options cannot be paid out until the companies pay back the taxpayer money. Giant severance packages, they're out also. Speaking earlier this hour at the White House, President Obama said, "We're taking the air out of the golden parachute."
This is America. We don't disparage wealth. We don't begrudge anybody for achieving success. And we certainly believe that success should be rewarded. But what gets people upset, and rightfully so, are executives being rewarded for failure, especially when those rewards are subsidized by U.S. taxpayers, many of whom are having a tough time themselves.
That was President Obama speaking just moments ago. The new rules would not be applied retroactively to companies that have already received aid. They'll apply to companies that in the future receive extraordinary help from the government. It's unclear what extraordinary help means exactly, but one concern about the new rules is that they may discourage executives from taking jobs at financial firms that need their expertise.